It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Juan Williams.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, December 11th, 2023. I'm Evan Brown. The University of Pennsylvania's president resigns in the midst of outrage over refusing to say calls for genocide of Jews on her campus violate university policies. Could Harvard's president be next?
That just gives you an idea of just how serious and how long this problem has been allowed to go unabated at some of the most prestigious universities in the world.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week's congressional hearing featuring the presidents of vaunted U.S. universities prompted everything from shock to disdain to outrage among many when those three officers apparently couldn't say if campus groups praising Hamas-inspired calls to eradicate Jews were violative of their school's bylaws or rules of conduct.
If the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment? This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be harassment.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik found no satisfaction in the answers given. Over the weekend, the University of Pennsylvania announced Elizabeth McGill, who was testifying at that hearing, would no longer lead the institution, though she would retain a faculty position. And there are growing calls from lawmakers to wealthy alumni for Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, and Sally Kornbluth, the president of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, to resign or be fired.
Last week, there was a congressional hearing in which three presidents of some of the most prestigious universities in the country, in the world, Harvard, MIT, and UPenn, were questioned by the Committee on Education and in the Workplace about anti-Semitism on campus.
Fox News correspondent Brian Yenis is covering the story.
For the last couple of months, there have been pro-Palestinian protests at these campuses that many critics have said have crossed the line into intimidation of Jewish students and faculty at these campuses. And so when they were asked by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik at this hearing whether or not calling for the genocide of Jews violates their university's codes of conduct, these presidents had fumbling, evasive, obscure answers to a very direct question. The Harvard president, Claudine Gay, saying ultimately that it depends on the context, as well as Sally Kornbluth similarly making that comment. And she is the MIT's president and UPenn's president, Liz McGill. So that created a firestorm over the last week, calls for all three of these Ivy League presidents to be fired, particularly from more than 70 members of Congress who've written a letter to all three universities calling on them to step down, mostly Republicans, the vast majority. So, but look, things started to change, Evan, when you had donors starting to get involved at the University of Pennsylvania when it comes to the fate of President Liz McGill. We had Ross Stevens, a hedge fund manager, say that he was going to pull a $100 million donation to the school unless she was to be fired. You also had CEO Mark Rowan, who is a Wall Street CEO as well as a hedge fund manager, who said 2 months ago that he was calling for the firing of Liz McGill and the board of the trustees at Penn over the fact that he believes that the school was allowed to have rampant anti-Semitism to go unchecked by the leadership of that school. And he had been calling for Liz McGill to be fired as well. So you had more and more donors who were speaking out, and that ended up being the final straw. Over the weekend, Liz McGill was fired. And now we turn our attention to Harvard University. And you've got a situation where you've got a hedge fund manager, Bill Ackman, who has been a very vocal critic, calling for Claudine Gay to be fired as well, not only for her comments that she made on Capitol Hill last week, but also for the fact that he believes that the leadership under her has been has allowed for anti-Semitism to go unchecked at the university, fostering an environment that has been intimidating for Jewish students and faculty there.
I think we need to once again sort of delineate the difference between expressing a dissatisfaction or a disdain of the actions of the state of Israel and anti-Semitism, the anti-Semitism that's being expressed on campuses. When Jewish students are receiving mock eviction notices at their dorm rooms, that does not have much to do with Israeli policy towards Palestinians. And that is something that can be interpreted, I think, as threatening. But then there have also been actual physical threats and violence on these campuses where people have had Jewish students have been accosted while walking around campus. Where they have been, they've been physically intimidated. These are the things that have gone really, I think, beyond the pale, which has made so many people angry. And it's not just reared up in the past few days, although the past couple of months have certainly seen this increasing. But there's more of an ongoing problem here that I think a lot of these donors are trying to shine some light on.
That's exactly right. Rabbi David Wolpe, who was the sole rabbi on the newly formed anti-Semitism task force at Harvard, resigned. And when asked why he resigned, he said, look, part of it was President Gay's performance on Capitol Hill, her inability to answer that very simple question, to unequivocally condemn calls for the genocide of Jews. But the other part of it was this climate of intimidation that he referenced. He said, look, there's a difference between free speech and a climate of intimidation. Students can't study. They're afraid. They don't want to go to their classrooms. And that's when leadership has the responsibility to step up and to protect those universities. And in fact, Eben, you know, these presidents, Liz McGill and specifically Claudine Gay, have come out after their Capitol Hill statements and have said that they believe that their codes of conduct at the university should be updated, and that, of course, it is considered bullying and harassment to call for the genocide of Jews. And so when the rabbi of this task force resigns because he says anti-Semitism is so deep and so pervasive at Harvard that he didn't believe that the task force could even do its job in trying to solve or confront it, that just gives you an idea of just how serious and how long this problem has been allowed to go unabated at some of the most prestigious universities in the world.
We're speaking with Fox News correspondent Brian Yenis on the backlash elite universities are getting after last week's congressional hearings involving the presidents of UPenn, Harvard, and MIT, and the rising anti-Jewish sentiment and actions on their campuses. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. So for those who are calling for the firing or resignation of these university presidents, what happens after these women are out of these offices, out of these positions of power? What happens next? Because changing the chief executive of these universities doesn't necessarily change a culture.
That's exactly why Congress has now launched a formal investigation. They not only want these presidents to be fired, they think that's a first step. They want an actionable plan to be spelled out for Congress as to how they plan on creating an environment that is safe for Jewish students and faculty. And they are willing to subpoena people for interviews. They want to get as many documents as possible, not just at MIT, Harvard, and at Penn, but also at any other university like Cornell and Columbia, which was brought up by the chair of the committee, Republican Virginia Fox, who mentioned those universities, and other universities across the country who there's a real belief among Republicans, especially, and Democrats, some Democrats, but mostly Republicans right now, who are saying ultimately they believe this is a pervasive, a deep issue that they need to get to the bottom of. And now they're willing to put some teeth into this with subpoena power of people and documents to understand how they are going to better these learning environments so that Jewish students and faculty can finally feel safe. Amid all these calls, Evan, for Claudine Gay to resign or to be fired, nearly half of the Harvard's faculty, some 700 members, have now signed on to a letter that's been obtained by Fox News that is urging the governing boards of Harvard to not fire her, saying essentially that they don't think that university policy or decisions like this should be decided by, quote, outside forces. And that includes politicians and even donors and other alumni. So not only that, you also had Harvard Alumni Association, according to the Harvard Crimson newspaper, come out and they have sent a letter to the corporation reportedly strongly supporting President Gay and calling on the governing boards to release a statement that strongly supports Gay as well. Now, both governing boards of Harvard met yesterday reportedly and are meeting today, and they could decide Gay's fate at any moment. Evan.
Well, it should also be noted that so much attention is being paid to the issues at Penn and at Harvard and MIT because they are elite universities. They're the ones that students often dream of going to, that parents often dream of having their own children go to for the sake of bragging rights and whatnot. But this conundrum is existing at all levels of universities. There was even an instance of a state school in New Jersey a couple of weeks ago now having to deal with a professor expressing some very violent things on her social media. With regard to the Israel-Palestine conflict and this university happens to be in a very Jewish area with a significant Jewish student population. So I don't think it's fair to just, or it may be warranted, but not necessarily all encompassing to see it, to say that it's just these three elite universities. I think it goes on beyond that. Brian Yenes, our Fox News correspondent, thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Evan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.